Why did Satan become the adversary? Obviously, when God created him, God created everything good. He didn't create anything evil. Evil is the result of disobeying God and corrupting oneself through disobedience, because God is good. He's a source of goodness, and he knows the good for you. So obeying him, being in union with him, conforming to him, his image, is what goodness is. To stray from that, right, is to become corrupt and evil. So what caused Satan to fall? Well, here's another issue. If you have the narrow canon, if you follow the shorter canon of 66 books, the only possible text you can appeal to is 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. But let's look at the context. And Paul mentions it in passing in the context of the qualifications of a bishop. Okay, are you ready to learn? This other qualification. This is the key, and it ties in with Satan. Verse 6. All right? Verse 6. And not a new convert. A bishop cannot be someone who recently came to the faith. He has to be someone who's been in the faith for years, proven and tested, seasoned, so that he will not become conceited and fall in the condemnation of the devil. That's the key. If you have the shorter canon, you don't have the Deuterocanonicals, this passage may refer to the cause of Satan being condemned. It depends on how you interpret this. Is it saying he can't be a recent convert because he'll be puffed up with his status and think he's God's gift to the church, right? And therefore fall under the same condemnation that Satan fell? Well, if that's the meaning, that means Satan was condemned because of conceit and pride. You understand? If you have the shorter canon of 66 books, you cannot show an explicit, unambiguous passage or passages why Satan fell. What was the sin he committed that resulted in his condemnation? However, if you have the fuller canon, if you believe in the Deuterocanonicals, what they call Apocrypha, there is a statement that tells us that Satan fell because of envy and jealousy. You guys know that? Are you ready for that one? That's why Catholics, Orthodox, Syrian, Greek, you name it, you with the fuller canon, you know why Satan fell. It's found in the Deuterocanonicals. It's not found in the shorter canon. It's found in Wisdom, chapter 2, 23 to 24. Do you know why Satan fell? Because of envy and jealousy over the first human couple. He became envious and jealous of them. That's in Wisdom of Solomon. And this would be the oldest extent reference that the serpent was the devil himself, not an animal. Did you know that? Much older than the book of Revelation. Wisdom, Solomon, 2:23, 24. But as a result of the devil's envy, death entered the world, and those who follow him experience it. There it is. Why did Satan fall? Because he was jealous and envious of humans. So who is the first sinner? Not humans, the devil. The devil, out of envy, jealousy, caused Adam and Eve to sin because he wanted to die, because he was jealous of them. And does Hebrews confirm this? Yeah, here, Hebrews 2, 14, 15. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature. Why? That through death he might destroy him who has authority over death. Power that who? The devil. Does Hebrews confirm that the one who has authority over death is the devil? Yeah. Christ came to destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. Do you guys see? It's the devil who has authority over death. Why? Because here's the answer. The devil's envy brought death into the world. How? Because he tempted Eve, who tempted Adam, to sin. And when they sinned, they brought death to humans. But who caused them to stumble and bring death? The devil. And by obeying the devil and disobeying God, now they gave the devil authority over their lives, and the devil was the agent through whom human death was brought into the world. She has power over death. But I'm going to go a little deeper why you should accept the wisdom of Solomon. Look at this beautiful teaching. Do not invite death by the error of your life. This shows you the heart of God. God did not create things to die. Absolutely not. Do not invite death by the error of your life, nor bring on destruction by the works of your hands, because God did not make death, for he created all things that they might exist, and the generated forces of the world are wholesome. There is no destructive poison in them. When God created the atmosphere, the air, the plants, none of them were destructive. We didn't have poisons. We didn't have deadly bacteria or deadly insects eating, devouring each other. That did not exist. That only happened when Satan tempted Adam and Eve to bring death, and that corrupted everything, not just humanity. Now watch here. There is no destructive poison in them, and the dominion of Hades is not on earth, for righteousness is immortal. So what happened? But ungodly men, by their words and deeds, summoned death. Now, why did they summon death? Then you're going to read Wisdom 2. Considering him a friend, they pined away, and they made a covenant with him, because they are fit to belong to his party. So why did he invite death? Because the devil, out of envy, tempted man to sin and bring death. See how it ties in? Now watch. Does the New Testament confirm what Wisdom says? That God did not create heavens and earth with any destructive poison. And none of the generated forces were destructive, deadly, but wholesome and good. Yeah, right here. Romans 8, 19 to 25. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Why? Notice the sons of God are humans, sons and daughters of God. But the creation is waiting for them to become what God is destined them to become, the fullness of that reality. For the creation was subjected to futility. Do you catch it? Not of its own will. Creation is decaying. It's corrupting. Not because creation wants to be corrupted, but it was subjected to corruption by the will of him who subjected it. Why? Why would God hand creation over to corruption? Because of the punishment for sin. When Adam and Eve were given dominion over the earth, and yet they sin, they not only corrupted themselves, they corrupted the earth. You see the power of sin? It affects everything. And it is a fact today. Who's polluting the earth? Humans. Who's poisoning the waters? Humans. When you find marine life, like ducks, that can't breathe because of oil spills, and they're choking because of oil. And marine life is slowly dying out. Why? Because of the greed and wicked selfishness of humans, right? But creation itself lay in hope. Hope for what? Why? Because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. You see? Not only will we become immortal, because to be a son of God, a daughter of God, is to share in God's immortality, moral incorruption, which is future. Creation itself is waiting for the day when we are made incorruptible, because when we're made incorruptible, the earth will be restored and made incorruptible. It will decay no more. See the connection? It's right there. Creation is decaying and corrupting because of sin. But when we are transformed, what the Orthodox call theosis, we partake of God's immortality, moral incorruptibility, and moral incorruptibility, which happens when the Lord comes to the earth, raises our physical bodies, we inhabit them, morally incorruptible, physically mortal. That's when creation will become incorruptible. It will no longer decay, erode, It will no longer be corrupted. It too is waiting to be liberated and be glorious like us. We know that the whole creation has been groaning. You understand what it means? The creation is crying out to God. The creation knows her creator and is groaning, crying out to God. How long? How much longer? Set me free. In travail together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves. We who have the first fruits of spirit. We were the first converts. Groan inwardly like us. Creation groans like us. Lord, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to decay anymore. How long? The redemption of our bodies. No more cancer, no more disease, no more death. For in this hope we were saved. God saved us with this hope, meaning this is the hope we have. We're awaiting. What hope? We will be made morally and physically incorruptible, and creation will become incorruptible. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. Now, when that day happens, it's no longer hope. It's a reality. We only hope for that which hasn't happened yet. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Do you see now why? The earth is decaying, eroding, corrupting. Do you see why? Because of the sin of Adam and Eve. See why death entered the world and we are corroding and corrupting? Because the sin of Adam and Eve. But who caused their sin? Move them to sin. So what's the answer? If you have the full canon of scripture, why did Satan become corrupt? Because of jealousy and envy. Why was he jealous and envious? Because of pride and conceit. What do you mean? His pride and arrogance made him jealous of Adam and Eve, that God would crown them above all the rest of creatures. And that's in Genesis 1:26-31.